Originally the Palace of Governors, it was erected in 1741 by Ali Jorginho's father. Ali Jorginho was one of Brazil's most famous artists, and you'll hear more about him in the next stop. The School of Mines was not founded in this building until 1876, and is currently part of the Federal University of Ouro Preto, a university that is known for the training of mining engineers and geologists. At the back of the building is an astronomical observatory, created in the early 20th century, and is one of the oldest in the country. In the museum section of this building, you can see about 20,000 samples of rocks and minerals from all over the world, presented in a room that is designed to look like the interior of a gold mine. Ouro Preto was famous for its black gold. In fact, that's what the name Ouro Preto translates to.
It's called black gold because the gold that they first found was covered by iron. And the iron is black, you know, and so when they scratch it, they could see that it was gold there. That's what they say, you know.
The main street of mines is the one that runs parallel to the road, where you can find Marcelo's Chico Preto Hostel, if you'd like to check it out at the end of this tour. But if not, Marcelo takes us now into a brief story of those deep caverns.
Parallel street, Santa Rita, there are many miles, very ancient mines, the oldest there, no? And in those mines, I don't know if you've been there, they are very peculiar as well because they are small. Ouro Preto has like 300 kilometers of mines underneath the town. Some are not even rediscovered yet, you know. Once in a while someone can, oh, I found a mine in my backyard. And there's just a recent one in Antonio Dias that start now. Those mines, if you go inside, you see the tunnels of, they're small tunnels because the black people, you know, the Bantos, who were the diggers, you know, as a matter of fact, they were like engineers, you know, they had another starts. They knew how to keep following the veil.
I think Marcelo means the gold vein here.
And they knew how to dig, you know, how to use the tools, and if you see the tools, you won't believe that they carved their all, they dig it all inside the mountain with that, just with the hammer, no, and
chisel.
Chisel. Amazing. And they were small people, those Bantu people, no, and also children, a lot of children who used to work in the mines.
In our next stop, we are going slightly down the hill on the opposite side of town, to the Iglesia de São Francisco de Assisi, a church which is opposite the handicraft market where one of Brazil's greatest artists did his work. Go to the main street that bisects the square between the statue and Museum de Inconfidencia, and go left down Claudio Manuel Street. You should see the markets on your right and the church just beyond.